We are joined right now by a guard for Marquette. In fact, he leads the nation in scoring at 27.3 points per game. He is the Big East all-time leading scorer. He was an All-American last season. Big East Player of the Year. Named to the Wooden Award Top 20 list. A finalist for the Cousy Award. A finalist for the Senior Class Award and more. Marquette is 17-7. They're 7-5 in the Big East. They're number 19 in the AP poll. And they're at home tomorrow night. Big game against number 15, Creighton. Marcus Howard is my guest. Marcus, you and I spoke about a year ago. A lot has happened since then that I want to get into. But overall, how are you doing and how is life, Marcus?
I'm doing good, Jim. How about yourself?
Good.
On the show.
Good. It's great to have you back. I really appreciate it. All right, so you're coming off a tough 72-71 loss at number 15 Villanova Wednesday. The team fell behind early. You trailed by 18 in the second half, but nobody gave up on that game. You guys go on a run. You cut the lead to 3 with 43 seconds left. I guess what I'm getting at is the final result was not what you would have liked, but from a team standpoint, what were you able to take away that was positive from the way everybody stayed in the fight?
Yeah, you know, I think that's been kind of our identity this whole year. Though we wouldn't like to be in those situations late in games, we have a group of guys who, you know, fight to the finish. And, you know, we have to do a better job of executing down the stretch. But all in all, I think we have a group of guys who, like I said, don't want to give up. And, you know, we'll always fight to the end, that final buzzer sound. So that's a good thing to have, especially going into March. But we want to be sure that we're not getting ourselves in those situations to where we have to find ourselves fighting back. Like an 18-point deficit like our last game.
Marcus Howard, my guest. All right, during that game, you broke the all-time record for points scored in Big East games. Again, I'm sure you would have preferred for that to happen during a win, but when you consider the history of that conference, what's it mean to you to hear your name mentioned as the all-time leading scorer?
You know, it's a tremendous honor. It's a blessing, but it's one that I couldn't do alone. You know, so many greats have come before me, and to even be mentioned among those names is an honor in itself, but this is something I wouldn't be able to achieve without, you know, my teammates and my coaches, you know, just helping me always be in great positions to succeed. They allow me to, you know, let me be myself who I am as a player. And, you know, when they give me supreme confidence like that, you know, it definitely helps me play with a different type of ease, a different type of peace. So I think when I'm able to play that way and, you know, my teammates believe in me, my coaches believe in me, it really works well for not only myself, but for our team. But like I said, you know, I wouldn't be able to do that with any of them.
We were talking to Marcus Howard. Now, speaking of the team, Marcus, there was a stretch in early January where the team dropped 3 of 4, but since then you've won 6 of 8, and the two losses were in overtime, each by 1 point. So how much has this group grown over the course of the season?
I think we've grown a lot. You know, I think we learned through adversity, and I think we kind of embraced that. You know, I think it's a lot of teams could, you know, succumb or, you know, kind of crumble under that adversity when they're faced with it. But I think it just helps us grow closer together as a team. And I think when we're a team that's able to do that through adversity, you know, we're going to see that in stretches of games. But I think us being able to fight through those times together is what's going to really help us down the stretch. So I think the growth has come, you know, from a lot of ups and downs. But when we face, you know, tough times, we never hang our heads. You know, we kind of come together and grow closer as a team, and I think that's what makes teams, especially down the stretch in March.
Yeah, Marcus, speaking of growth, you were just 17 years old when you arrived at school, and you had moved 1,700 miles from home. That's a really dramatic change in terms of lifestyle. What was that time like for you, and then what'd you learn about yourself as a result?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely one of the toughest things having to do, you know, being in college so young. But like I said before, you know, being at Marquette, we have so many great people that have helped me in so many ways, not only on the court but off. And it really just helped me kind of grow. I needed to grow, and I think that was a choice of why I chose Marquette, was because I needed to get out of my comfort zone and kind of experience life and becoming a man on my own. And I was able to do that in my first couple years and dealing with some tough times. And I think those tough times have helped shape me into the person and player that I am today. So without those, you know, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. But I've learned, you know, a lot. I've learned, you know, I've learned patience, I feel like. I feel like I'm a lot more of a patient person and a patient player. And, you know, there's so many things I've learned from so many people. But, you know, being around our coaching staff and our players and, you know, just the people in our program, you know, they're such great people. There's no brand of people like the brand of people at Marquette. So I'm truly fortunate to be in the place I'm at. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Marcus Howard, my guest. He leads the nation in scoring, plays his ball at Marquette. You know, that kind of leads me into the next point. You could have entered the NBA after last season, but you decided to come back to school. What was that process like for you? And then ultimately, what brought you back?
Yeah, it was definitely a tough decision, you know, in terms of looking at the grand scheme of things. But, you know, I prayed a lot about it. You know, I talked with my coaches, my family. And, you know, the best thing for me, I felt, was to come back and, of course, get my degree. You know, I want to be sure that I finished what I started in the classroom, but also finishing what I started on the basketball court. I felt the way we ended our season last year was not one how I wanted to end my career at Marquette. And, you know, to have another year to get better as a player, to grow on and off the court, but then also, you know, trying to help my team and put us in a great position, you know, to reach and achieve all the things that we want to achieve. And, you know, that's to go to the tournament and, you know, to make a run. That's something I've always dreamed about. And so to have one more year to do that, I think I'm extremely blessed to have that opportunity, especially with this group of guys, because we have a really great group of guys who truly care about each other and, you know, will fight for each other. So just to have another year to be able to kind of right some wrongs that we did last year is something that I was really looking forward to, and just to get better as a player as well.
Marcus Howard, my guest. See, the thing is, you're leading from the front, but not only on the floor, but off it as well. You knew that when you came back to school, the spotlight was going to be on you, but you've been very clear from the outset that you want to be a servant leader who leaves a mark beyond basketball. We've talked about the impact your trip to Costa Rica had on you. How do you go about approaching that role as a servant leader?
Yeah, I think it goes back to just what Marquette represents as a whole. I mean, we always talk about being a servant leader and being a servant for others. So I think that just goes into our mantra as a school. And, you know, being around so many great people who are willing to serve and willing to give to others, I mean, it's really easy for me to be surrounded by that, to want to do it myself. You know, so I give a great credit to, you know, our president, Dr. Michael Lovell, and our athletic director in Bill Scholl, who, you know, set a tremendous foundation for us as student athletes to go out there and make a difference. And, you know, I think we have a group of student athletes all across our campus who are really, really invested in trying to make a difference, not only on the court or on the field, but off it as well. And, you know, for me to be able to do that from a basketball standpoint, it's truly an honor because, you know, our team is so selfless, you know, in terms of giving to the community, to those around us. So we truly find joy in doing that. And, you know, for me to be able to do it here in Milwaukee, a city that, you know, needs a lot of that kind of stuff away from the court, it's really cool. I mean, just to see the lives that can be changed through the game, and, you know, our impact really speaks volumes to, you know, little kids who look up to us and things like that. So just to be here and be able to make a difference on and off the court is something that, you know, I'll truly always remember and truly always treasure.
Marcus Howard is my guest. You know, I just want to emphasize that point one more time, because Maureen Lewis, who is the assistant director for academic services at Marquette, said, quote, "Peers listen to Marcus when he speaks about mental health or God moving in his life or participates in class or takes one more selfie when asked or says thank you to tutors or to us. There's not just a ripple effect. There's a groundswell. Others follow his example because it looks so easy, it's so organic, and because his leadership is inclusive," end quote. I mean, that's about as dramatic a thing as you could say about a young person, as she said about you. I know you're not here to make it about you, but what's it mean to you to hear that and know that you have that kind of impact in inspiring so many others?
No, it's definitely, it means a lot to me. But I really just act on what I see. And, you know, what I see on a daily basis here at Marquette is, you know, so many people who give up their time for others. And, you know, when I see that, you know, it only makes you want to do it, you know, for others as well. So, I mean, I can only credit, you know, the people that I'm around. And, you know, I think, you know, actions speak louder than words. And, you know, a lot of people really act on what they say. And, you know, that's something that I've always, you know, truly believed and I've truly seen here on this campus. And so I'm just fortunate, you know, to be around so many great people that have impacted me to be a better person, a better player. And so that's been kind of just my overall growth, is just seeing and watching and observing and then just being able to act on what I see. And that's just due to great influence.
Marquette's number 19. They've got number 15 Creighton coming into their place tomorrow. Before I let you go, last time you were on, we talked about the fact that you grew up in a really competitive family and the impact your brother's had on you. Your brother Jordan is playing pro ball, and it was recently announced that he's going into the Chandler Sports Hall of Fame. How proud are you of everything he's accomplished, and how much have you learned from him?
You know, I've learned so much from Jordan and Desmond as well, but Jordan specifically, you know, just the type of player he is, the type of person he is. You know, I could take he's the blueprint, in my opinion. You know, I take a lot of what he does as a player and as a person. You know, I try to emulate it in my life, but, you know, words can't describe how proud I am of him. You know, me and him have kind of been through it all together, and, you know, to see all he's doing, the success he's having, and then the impact he's having on others around him, you know, it's, as a brother, you know, you couldn't be prouder. And, you know, everything he's getting, he's deserved because he's been through so much that not many people know about. So many obstacles he's had to face that he's overcome. And, you know, it's inspiring. You know, as a brother, I look up to him in so many ways, not just as a basketball player, but as a person, because he truly conducts himself in a way that, you know, he makes our whole entire family proud. So he's you know, the person I look up to most from a basketball aspect. And, you know, he's someone I'll always try to emulate on and off the court because, you know, he's truly one of the best people I know and one of the best players I've ever played against. So, you know, I'm extremely proud. You know, I mean, anything he does, I'm proud of. And I know he's going to continue to kill it. He's in Puerto Rico right now. So he's going to just continue his journey, and he's going to continue to kill it like he always has been.
Beautiful thing to say about your brother. Last thought, you recently did a Twitter Q&A, and you were asked to name the favorite shot you've ever taken at Marquette. Obviously, as the Big East all-time leading scorer, you've hit a lot of big shots. You said your favorite, though, was the first shot that you took at Marquette, and it was one that you missed. What do you remember about that shot, and why is that shot so meaningful?
No, I remember it like it was yesterday. You know, I have a really good relationship with our strength and conditioning coach, Todd Smith, and he would always say, like, especially for freshmen, we wear white jerseys for home games, you know, primarily. And he would always tell the freshmen, he goes, I hope you brought a pair of, like, dark socks, because his thing was always like, oh, freshmen are going to pee down their leg with nervousness for their first game.
Great.
And so I'll never forget that. He was telling me that before my first game. And he was just telling me, hey, make sure your first shot isn't, you know, an air ball or a brick off the side of the backboard. And I'm thinking in the back of my head, like, oh, my gosh, I hope that's not the case. But, of course, my first shot ever in a Marquette jersey is a shot. It leaves my hands right when it left my hands. I was like, oh, that's definitely not going in. It goes off one side of the backboard and clears off the other side. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be a long career.
Wow.
And so it was one of those things where it was a miss, but it was one of those shots to where it brought me back to reality, you know, that though I was a 17-year-old kid thinking he knew everything, thinking he was got it all figured out, I had a lot of growing up to do. And I think that was the start of just a career of growth in my eyes. So my first shot, you know, Marquette being a miss, just really triggered in me that I was going to have to work extremely hard to get to the places that I wanted to go. And, you know, I'm fortunate that, you know, my first shot was that because, you know, I've really just credited myself and our team on working hard and really trying to just continue to get better on a daily basis. So that's kind of where that first shot and my favorite shot comes from is it wasn't even a make. It was a miss, and it was a miss I will never forget.
It is a great, great story. He leads the nation in scoring at 27.3 points per game. He is the Big East all-time leading scorer. He was an All-American last season, Big East Player of the Year, Marquette 17-7, 7-5, and they're at home against Creighton tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Marcus, another amazing conversation. So good to have you on the show. I really appreciate you, and it's great to talk to you once again.
You as well, Jim. I always appreciate it. It's always a pleasure.
You're the best. Marcus Howard, I mean, literally the best. Like, the all-time leading scorer for that conference and an amazing young man. It's a great line, too. Todd Smith, the strength and conditioning coach, saying, I hope you freshmen are packing dark socks because some of you might be peeing down your leg. It's so good. Again, normally when something seems too good to be true, it is, but not Marcus Howard. He is that good of a guy. Great, great player, great leader. Great foundation, great perspective.